This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really quickly here, Pete writes from Reno, you were talking about adolescents rising to 24 years old. I don't know if you guys remember that last week. They want to change the term from adolescents from 10 to 19 to 10 to 24 years old. Okay. He writes, my son is 27, still lives at home, smokes weed, doesn't hold a job, doesn't care about anything, doesn't have a girlfriend. How do I get him to become a productive adult? Goes into a little bit more detail. But basically, his kid lives at home, smokes pot, no job. He's 27. All right? And he doesn't want to kick the kid out of the house. He writes a little bit further into this. It's kind of a long email, but I want to start talking. I don't want to just read his email, but to shorten it for you, he, Hard Knocks sort of way of doing it, you know, where tough love, he doesn't think will happen. He thinks the kid will just end up being homeless. So here's the problem. Okay, if the kid didn't smoke weed, this would be a lot easier. But because they smoke weed, it starts to dampen their motivation. But here's my thinking, okay? And again, this is easy for me to see because I'm not his parent, okay? Because kids don't listen to their parents. And I wish there was, like, a team of people you could hire that'll come in and get their poop together, okay? You know, smack them upside the head and say, all right, this is what we're going to do. And the key to doing that is finding what makes this kid tick. Okay? Now, you as a parent should know that. But I'm just as guilty with my kids. When they were younger, oh, I knew they loved Transformers. They loved lightsaber, you know, toys from Star Wars. They loved the Nerf guns. Okay? Anything that made a mess in the house. Okay. But now, you know, my son, he's 17 and a half, and he just mumbles all the time, and he always looks stoic. I rarely see him smile. He's not unhappy, but he's too cool for school. And so finding something he's excited about, maybe I'll get are you hungry? No. Well, do you want to go to, I don't know, Fuddruckers? Or, oh, yeah, okay. I'm not saying Fuddruckers is the most exciting thing, okay? But the thing is there is a way, even with your kid, or in this particular Pete's case, a kid on pot, there is a way to find something that makes them tick, and it may even be pot. It may be able to have a stash of pot. I don't know. But what you need to do is you need to help him find what gets him up in the morning. What gets him excited? Okay? So let's say this kid really likes a type of car. Now, hopefully it's not a Lamborghini or a Celine or something like that. Okay, I mean, hopefully it's something that's reasonable. But let's say your kid wants a new car. Okay? Or wants his own car. All right, then how are we going to get there? Okay? I mean, you know, what are we going to do to get you that so you get your own car? What if you want a girlfriend? Do you want a girlfriend? No, I got porn. No. I mean, don't you want kids later? But there's got to be something that excites them. Now, many times they got to be drug-free. Maybe they have to go through rehab. All right? But in this particular case, now with the marijuana legal, we're not going to see a lot of people just, you know, agree to go to rehab. They're going to be like, no, it's legal, so it's safe. Well, not entirely, but we'll talk about that later. So we got to find what makes this kid tick. Now, I know he's 27 years old, but let's say he wants to live. I go, do you want to live on your own? Do you want to have your own apartment? Do you want money? Let's figure out a way where you can make money. Let's find something you like to do. Now, maybe this kid is just so into pot that, fine, why don't you write a book about pot? Why don't you, there's a lot of industries in marijuana right now. You want to work at a pot store? No, I don't want to do that. But find something where that may, and it may be something so esoteric. It may be a dream that this kid always had, and you need to find that. But a lot of people don't have that willpower, and it's because we've lost the idea of, you know, if you don't work, you starve. I mean, when I was growing up, I moved out of the house. I wanted to just support myself. I never wanted to go back home. And the fear of being homeless, because I really hated living at home, and, you know, I've told you some of the stories, and just never wanted to go back. That fear of not being able to support myself made me work, I don't know how many jobs, while going through school. You weren't even supposed to work in medical school, and I still did. I waited tables. I worked at Jack in the Box. I tutored. I did so many different jobs while going to school just so I could make sure, did I like the jobs? Did I like flipping burgers at Jack in the Box? Ah, there was a way to make it fun. Yeah, I can make fun out of anything. But, you know, no, that wasn't my dream. But I did it because it was a means to an end. The average person, and we need to teach this younger group of individuals, the average person does not like their job. That's just the way it is. Yeah, there are ways to love your job. There are ways to have fun while you're there. But you are going to, throughout the day, have to do things that you don't like. There are some things you're going to have to do that sucks. And even though I'm very, very impressed with the millennial generation, and I think they get really bad rap, you know, and they're told that they're entitled and they're lazy. I don't think that's the case. I think what the millennials are dealing with is the idea of, if you don't want to watch that TV show, you don't have to. You can Netflix and see something else. If you don't want to wait for a message, you could get a message by text. If you don't want to go to a library, you don't have to. You could Google it. And so whenever we don't want something, there's always a way to get something we do want. If you don't want to look like that, you don't have to. Just take the picture differently, use some filters, Photoshop, and you can look like this. So now here's a concept of a marriage or a job or a career, and those are harder to make it the way you like them. You don't have that control like you do with your smartphone and your computer with everything else. And so teaching the young individual, I have to do that even with the Generation Zers, which would be my boys, that you may be working and doing something you don't like, that's going to stink, but it's for that goal. And if that's what you want, if you want to go to Hawaii, if you want that car, if you want to live on your own, if you want to support your family, that's what you have to do. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Oh, Sorry, I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Michael Phelps opens up about how he wanted to commit suicide after the 2012 Olympics. He's 32 years old. And this last week, he said that he struggled with bouts of depression after every Olympic Games since 2004. He did, you know, seek help, and he credits therapy for saving his life. But when you hear cases like this, you think to yourself, wait a second, he's like one of the most highly decorated Olympian of all times. And he wanted to kill himself? So we're going to talk about this in a sec. He's 32 years old. He sought help in 2012 with two DUIs and a whole public, I guess, lashing of his drug abuse. was made known. And he claims that he wants to take his own life. He's the father of one. His wife, Nicole Johnson, 32 years old, is now expecting their second child. And he wants to share his experience to break the stigma of mental illness and urge anyone battling depression to get the help that they need. He had spoken to David Axelrod at the Kennedy Forum in Chicago as part of a national summit focusing on depression and other mental health issues. He said he experienced his first depression spell in 2004. The same year, he won his first gold medal as a 15-year-old at the Athens Olympic Games. Really, after every Olympics, I think I fell into a major state of depression. Then after taking home 8 record-breaking gold medals in 2008, he started smoking pot. He said, pictures surfaced. He said it would be just me self-medicating myself, basically daily, to try to fix whatever it was that I was trying to run from. Then he was arrested twice for a DUI, but the lowest point came in 2012 when he spent 5 days in his room without food or sleep. He said, I didn't want to be in the sport anymore. I didn't want to be alive. Of his darkest moments, he said, you do contemplate suicide. Then he sought professional help. And he said he had compartmentalized his emotions, and he was finally ready to open up about what he was feeling. All right. So, he does have a Michael Phelps Foundation that promotes healthy, active lives for children through swimming, offers stress management programs. So, he could be a victim. I mean, let's look at, I know this is kind of hard for any of us to fathom because, you know, it looks like he lives a blessed life. I mean, he will be on Wheaties boxes forever. I mean, he has the life that I think most of us would have fantasized about. Did I ever tell you guys this? When I didn't think I was going to make it into show business because I didn't think I was sexy enough, back in 1994, I imagined myself an Olympic ice skater, right? Because Nancy Kerrigan had unfortunately gotten hurt with the whole Tonya Harding thing. Tonya Harding stunk. So the Olympic committee was going to ask me, Dr. Dahlia, although I wasn't a doctor at the time, to be on the U.S. Olympic team. And me, because I'm so sassy, and so I'm so curvy, and I would play a lot better music, and I would make my, you know, ice skating routines cooler, I became an instant hit. And I became an Olympic gold skater, gold medalist, beating everybody out. And so that was just kind of always a dream or fantasy of mine. Until I actually got on skates and fell over. No, I actually can ice skate. I really can. I just, not Olympic style, obviously. So, you know, when you're in show business or when you're in sports, there's that goal to make it to the top. Okay? You make it, you get a part. Okay? You put a song out there. The Cranberries lead singer had just died. And from what I think we're being told was overdose. I mean, when you're in show business, you end up always wanting to reach for something. And then if you do get it, you want to stay there or still be recognized. And the reason why is everybody wants to be a Michael Jackson. Well, maybe not in this case, but everybody wanted to be a Michael Jackson or a Cher or an Elton John or a Madonna, where no matter what, everybody knows you. But if you notice, everybody still starts to have a fall in their fame. And with Olympic athletes, it's very hard to not be the best. So if you do lose, or if there's somebody younger, and you hear in the news, this person's going to be the next Michael Phelps, you're like, I don't want there to be a next Michael Phelps. I'm still here. I don't want to hear that I'm going to turn 40 or 50 or 60 or 70. I'm still here. This is who I am. Now, another thing from a biological and physiological standpoint with depression, exercise is very euphoric. Exercise gives you a certain high. It releases endorphins. So if all of a sudden after the Olympic Games, you are not competing and exercising to that degree, your body's not getting the endorphins. And so athletes may start to become depressed. Now, you know, we've been talking about CTE with football players, etc. What if some of their mood swings is the fact that they still aren't exercising? And so they're losing those endorphins. they're losing those extra, those extra spurts of energy, adrenaline, etc., that keeps their moods up and their serotonin. So biologically, he's going to start becoming depressed. Psychologically, he could start becoming depressed. And you almost wonder if every athlete feels this. Plus, athletes don't get to be in a movie that gets to play over and over and over again. Right? So, if you do, let's say, make it to a point and then you don't, there's reruns. Right? Carol Burnett's coming out with a whole new CD set, so people will be able to watch a Carol Burnett show. But not with Olympic athletes. Maybe they may show, during the Olympics, a quick clip of who won in 1976 or whatever. But no. So now you go to a Costco, you go to a grocery store, nobody knows who you are. Whereas you were on top of the world and you were famous. Now, some people might have hated the fame. And they like to be, but others don't. And then what do you do when you want to work? Okay, what if there's something you want to do for work? Are you only going to get hired because you're an Olympian? Or are you not going to get hired because you don't really have a lot of other skills? And then what, you're going to work a, $4.50 an hour job somewhere? And so it's not that that would be, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, how much of a pay cut just so you could still keep busy? So you end up, if you haven't squandered your money, living off of your endorsements, etc., and those will only last so long because then no one's going to want to endorse an old Olympian, and then hopefully you invested the money, you did something right, and you had a good financial planner, but then are you waking up in the morning, are you working, what are you doing? So a foundation is a great idea, etc., and so, with Michael Phelps, I think, I feel sorry for the guy. You think, okay, why the hell? But I do. I feel sorry for him. I think he is a victim to this. Now, if he could do it any different, and he was 14 and a half years old, would he have wanted to live a normal life and go about his everyday and whatever? Or would he have wanted to become an Olympian and at least be, go down through the history books? I don't know if he could answer that. My guess is he would still have probably chosen this. But boy, did it mess with your head. It really does. I'm retiring. No, I'm not retiring. I'm retiring. No, I'm not retiring. And so I think athletes in general are at higher risk for depression. I think people in show business are at higher risk for depression. And I think that's really underestimated. I want to find out exactly. We have that news on, we had talked about Tom Petty and Ray Halliday and talked about the Cranberry singer, Dolores O'Riordan. She was, I believe her funeral was on Sunday. And, she was Irish, and she was the singer of the Cranberries. And I remember they had a couple, good hits in the 90s, then that was it. And so, she probably, still kept busy, etc. But, when you become that huge, you're that gifted, and then, she was 46 years old, too young. So, I think sometimes it's a curse. And for those of us that don't make it famous, for those of us that, go to work, come home to our families, go to work the next day, come back to our families, we may be the luckiest people alive. They're not the Olympians, not the Golden Globe winners, not the Oscar winners. Nobody wants to be a has-been. And with us, if we never were, we can never be a has-been. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Elizabeth writes, my child is 32 years old and addicted to narcotics. He suffered a car accident when he was 25, and different doctors throughout the years gave him opioids to the point that now he's addicted. I am considering a lawsuit and think doctors need to be held responsible. Now, she goes on, but I want to stop it here. Her child is addicted to narcotics, and again, the knee-jerk response is, let's sue doctors. I understand that people are angry. These overdose deaths, like, for example, in my state, we have 400 a year. 400, way too many. But a drop in the bucket to all the people suffering in pain, which is why we're having a lot of issues with these, with this new bill, AB 474, that we have in my state. But still, 474 people dying, that doesn't exemplify how many people are addicted to narcotics. We have thousands of people are addicted to narcotics. And if there is some half-assed behavior on the part of the medical provider, that does have to be addressed. It does. Does a doctor need to be sued? No. Of course not. I'll tell you why in a second. It's because I'm a doctor. I don't think doctors should be sued. They cut off the wrong leg. They won't let you get a mammogram when you think you have, you know, you're at high risk for breast cancer. Maybe there's not a case. But no. Your kid gets addicted to a narcotic, right? Is it the doctor's fault? Remember there was a lawsuit, I think there's been multiple lawsuits, where doctors have been blamed if you got addicted to smoking. Well, doctors should have told you tobacco is addictive. Well, we did. We told you to quit smoking. No, 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 but you really didn't talk to them. You really didn't. Okay, what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to wipe your butts? Our job as medical providers is to keep you on your feet. We don't want to do harm, but we are working with whatever tools we have. Now, of course, Elizabeth, and again, I feel for you. I think that stinks that your son is addicted to opioids, and I really feel bad that he had a car accident. Sounded like he suffered a horrific car accident when he was 25. But if, I mean, if he was in a car accident and he was given a painkiller, and that painkiller helped, and he asked for more, there is some blame on the patient. Now, it's very interesting because I get emails or I get notes on Facebook saying, no, the patient only wanted, I only wanted Tylenol or I only wanted ibuprofen, and the doctor forced the narcotic prescription in my hand. That doesn't really happen. We're not going to force a prescription in your hand. We're not going to force you to go to the pharmacy and fill it. We're not going to be, you know, in your kitchen handing you a glass of water to take the pill, okay? That doesn't happen. So if a doctor does offer you, or a medical provider offers you a narcotic prescription, does that mean they are, quote, causing harm? Now, when you ask a person who was in severe pain from a car accident, what would they rather do? Be out of pain, okay, or avoid the 1 in 1,000 or 2,000 chance of them taking one pill to relieve their pain and becoming addicted. Most likely the average person in pain says, look, let me get out of pain so I can think clearly because I will do anything right now. I'm in so much pain. Now, somebody could say, well, then a doctor has to realize there may be a competency issue right there. That patient cannot make good decisions for themselves. They're in pain. Get the person out of pain. For crying out loud, people are in pain. If somebody is in pain, get them out of pain. People don't like pain. Pain makes you crazy. Pain makes you, it's hard to sleep. It's hard to concentrate. You get grumpy. You don't drive well if you're in pain. I see people with stiff necks, horrible necks, and they drive on. Why are they driving? Why are they in a car? Can they turn their neck? Can they look around and do at least a 180? Can they look around and see? Can they look out their blind spot? No. Then what the hell are they doing driving? I'm not saying I want them on a narcotic when they drive. You shouldn't drive on a narcotic. But, you know, people in pain are not functioning where they need to function. So what could have happened with this kid where he was a kid, he was young, he was in a car accident, and now he's addicted to narcotics? She said different doctors. Okay, so the question is, why did you have a different doctor? Well, if the kid went to a urgent care for the first accident or the ER. Then he gets discharged, told to follow up. He follows up with a primary care physician or nurse practitioner, etc., at a clinic. Most young people don't have a regular doctor that they see because they're healthy. Then that clinic hires or fires a new medical provider, or they hire physician assistants or nurse practitioners. So now maybe because you aren't a new patient, you'll see the physician assistant. Then you may see another physician assistant. Now, usually these companies want to keep continuity of care, but not all physician assistants or doctors or nurse practitioners stay put. Salary stinks. They're overworked. Things happen. They leave. So it's very easy for you to get a different physician each time. What if this kid didn't go to the same clinic? What if he's like, crap, I'm out of my medications, I'm going to run to the urgent care? A lot of people, their primary care doctor is the neighborhood urgent care, which is going to be a different doctor on a different shift each time. So, again, whose fault is that? Now, when we were talking about Tom Petty, and the Los Angeles medical examiner's report revealed that Tom Petty had been taking benzodiazepines and opioids, he was also on an antidepressant, and we talked about how if you're on an antidepressant, you got to be very careful being on an opioid. All right? And you can't be mixing benzodiazepines like Xanax and clonazepam and Valium with narcotics, because that could accentuate the respiratory depression and cause you to die. Okay, you could be taking less of a narcotic and still, quote-unquote, overdose if you have other medicines on board. And somebody on Facebook had said, I wonder if the family could sue Tom Petty's doctor. I'd like you guys to all consider a scenario. And again, I know we bring this topic up on my show, but it's because you guys are bringing it up. People want to sue the doctor. Everybody wants to be anti-doctor. When Whitney Houston died, it was the doctor. When Michael Jackson died, it was the doctor. Although Conrad Murray did some stupid things, trust me. You don't get propofol in someone's bedroom. I don't know what the hell that was about. But people want to blame the doctor. Keep blaming the doctor. Sue the doctor. Keep making the doctor the bad guy. You won't have a doctor to go to later. Why should anybody put their license on the line? Put their house, their kids' education, anything they built, you know, why the hell should they? Because they wanted you to be out of pain? You know, this quick knee-jerk reflex, let's sue the doctor. I mean, it's, and remember, one lawsuit across the country makes somebody in your neck of the woods go, well, nah, I don't think I want to get sued. Every time I heard of a doctor getting sued and for what they got sued for, I changed my practice. Like, I don't want to get sued for that. That's BS. I told you guys, when it came to estrogen, a lot of women need estrogen when they go through menopause. It's a very merciful thing to do, okay? Because menopause, from what I'm understanding, is pretty rough. I'm not looking forward to it myself. And so when one of my patients had high blood pressure, I noticed she was on Prempro, which is an estrogen-progesterone combination. A lot of women were on that at the time. And I asked her if she was really in love with it, because I'd like to take her off temporarily and see if her blood pressure goes to normal. She goes, yeah, I don't like it. My doctor gave it to me. My gynecologist gave it to me. Yeah, go ahead. So we stopped the Prempro, and sure enough, her blood pressure normalizes. It looks good. So good. She comes back a few months later for a blood pressure recheck and to get her mammogram ordered, because now she was at the year mark for a mammogram. That's when we were doing yearly mammograms. So set up for a mammogram. Turns out she has a lump. It gets biopsied, and she has stage 2 breast cancer. Her family, who I've been seeing for years, husband, her grandchildren, right, whole family. The husband says, we need your records. I could get it, send it to my attorney. My attorney thinks that he could sue anybody who ever gave her the Prempro, because with the Women's Health Initiative, it's been linked to breast cancer. I was the only one that never gave it to her, so I didn't get sued. But after that, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll never give estrogen. I'll just have the gynecologist do it, because I don't want somebody later suing me if they get breast cancer. This is what doctors do when they think somebody's going to be after them for anything. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. The reason why we haven't talked about the Grammys today is because I didn't watch the Grammys. I think I'm getting to the age where I don't know all the music. You know, I mean, I listened to Top 40. So, you know, Bruno Mars won for his album of the year, 24K Magic. Very cool. All right, excellent. Bruno Mars, I'm a huge fan of. I guess Song of the Year was That's What I Like. You know that song, That's What I Like? It's a good song. Not my favorite. You know, I really like Uptown Funk better. I guess Shape of You got best pop solo performance. I don't know. Maybe I have heard of them. Okay, I want to know, who's the one that sings My Heart Is in Havana, ooh, na, na. Wasn't she on, like, not American Idol, but the X Factor or something like that? Okay, I like her. I don't know if she won anything. I have no idea. Damn won. That's it. Damn, D-A-M-N, best rap album. Broken Halos won best country song. Do you guys listen to country? I love country. See, there's a lot of things that kind of mix with country, you know, like little less talk and a lot more action. Okay, so if that's like a 30-year-old song, I'm into it. I'm into a lot of the older country. I can sing that stuff. Anything you can put an accent or a twang on, I love it. So I could sing country. Is that my favorite genre? No. Mine is usually top 40. You know, if it's a song that you could dance to and, you know, it's not all about Taylor Swift. I could sing the song, as long as I could sing to it. But I also like a lot of other genres. I told you guys, like, I really dig a lot of 50s music. And I could listen to Barbershop Quartet as the day is long. I just love hearing that last guy hold the note. Have you guys ever watched Barbershop Quartet sing? Being a doctor, it's actually very anxiety-producing. Because, you know, the guys will sing, like, Sweet Adeline, or whatever they do to harmonize, yet somebody goes, bah, and they hold that note the whole time while the other guy says, Adeline. And they, you know, and so anyway, all that stuff's going on, and I'm watching the guy that's holding the note for 45 to 60 seconds, and they change, like, six different colors. So first, they're kind of their light pink. Then they start to get a little pale, probably because they have some vasoconstriction. Body's like, oh, wait a second. He is going to be holding, you know, his note. Lord have mercy, all right? Then he starts to get a little red because then the face starts to get flushed. Now, there could be some vasodilation because the body's like, look, you know, the face is going to become hypoxic, so we got to get some oxygen to the guy. Or maybe he's embarrassed. Like, he's like, oh, my gosh, I'm standing here, like, holding the note while the other guys are trying to harmonize and everybody's looking at me. So maybe he gets embarrassed. And then he starts to turn purplish and then a purple-blue. And then he finishes his note. I gotta find that for you guys. I'll find a clip maybe for the next hour where you guys hear a barbershop, but you can't see him turn blue, and that's the most fun. And then he takes a breath, and it's very interesting because usually the other guys will come in a little closer to him if they think he's gonna pass out. And I've, you know, never seen a Barbershop Quartet person pass out. I am going to search YouTube because I think that's kind of my next hobby. But anyway, I really, really dig that music. But anything that you could dance to, anything that you could sing to, you know, rap, it's very interesting. I do like rap. I do listen to rap, and I like it for a variety of reasons. One is the beat. I love the beat. Two, I think it's really, really cool how they get all the words in there and they rhyme. I like rhyming. I'm not one of these people where, you know, you're given a poem and it doesn't rhyme. You know, it's like, you know, the bird swims and the fish flies. Night falls. And then, like, that's the end of the poem. And you're like, what the hell is that? That's not a poem. Those are three simple sentences that you put together. I don't even know if that's a haiku. I have no idea. And I'm like, really? I just wrote that, by the way. I know, I'm pretty poetic. I just wrote that. So I don't like this. I like rhymes. And so with rap, they rhyme. And I really dig that. And then sometimes I also interweave some music and some vocals in there. So I really like that. I like the mixtures of vocals and rap. I sometimes don't like the content I hear, but that's with any song. Some of these songs, you're like, oh, that's like a dirty song. You guys ever heard the song Talk Dirty to Me? Great song, great music, great vocals. But when you listen to some of the words, you're like, oh, that's dirty. Because they have a rap sequence in there, and it's like really, really dirty. And some radio stations will, I can't play it because it's so dirty. Some radio stations will, censor it, and, you know, some don't. And I'm like, I didn't even realize that dirty part was a part of the song until we YouTube it. So anyway, so, you know, when it comes to music, but here's my thing. You know, being, you know, now middle-aged, okay, I want to be like the young people. And so I want to like the music they like. I hate when people go, oh, yeah, Humble One. Or, you know, I don't know, who else? Alicia Cara. And you're like, who the hell is that? I don't want to be like that. Because I remember when I was growing up, if somebody didn't know who Albie Shore was, or somebody didn't know who, well, everybody knew Lionel Richie because he was older, but if, you know, somebody didn't know who an artist was, Sly Fox, I was like, okay, then you're out of it, or you're old. And so, you know, and now that we're getting older, it's whatever. So anyway, I guess with the Grammys, there were a white rose. Now I guess it was the white rose issue, for the, like enough is enough movement. Is that what the movement's called now? Oh, Time's Up? Is it called Time's Up? Or Enough is Enough? Yeah, I don't know. Oh, it's part of the whole Me Too, Time's Up, I'm Done, you know, yeah. So, anyway, that's what happened if you missed that. I also missed the Pro Bowl. I'm up at a conference in Lake Tahoe. It's gorgeous up here. Not a lot of snow, but it's gorgeous. And so I'm up at a conference, so I guess the Pro Bowl. I was going to put money on the AFC, and I guess the AFC won. I just didn't have time to put money on the bet. But Pro Bowl is probably one of the most boring, you know, games ever. It's like for, you know, the people that are like, well, I'm bored. I need to, you know, still keep my football paced up before Super Bowl comes. And then they watch a bunch of guys like, you know, go, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to, you know, sack you. Oh, sorry, you okay? So I don't know. If any of you watch a Pro Bowl and it was interesting, let me know because then maybe I'll watch it next year. But I was kind of bored to death. Okay, so we're got a lot to talk about coming up in the next hour. So first, we got weight gain. And we're finding that weight gain is actually contagious. You can catch obesity. It spreads through communities, which may explain why we see in the southern belt of the United States such higher obesity. We have Chuck Schumer asking the feds for a flu-fighting team in New York because the state is dealing with a massive hike in hospitalizations. We have also more information on the latest of the flu season. We got a couple who contracted parasitic hookworms while they're in Punta Cana. I believe Punta Cana is near Puerto Vallarta. And it's beautiful up there. And I guess a couple both caught parasitic hookworms. How not to get hookworms if you go to Punta Cana or any sort of tropical fun vacation. We have a handheld device that is now sequencing your human genome. Now, we'll talk to you about it, but, you know, the more we get more Star Trek-y with our, you know, our handheld devices, I think the cooler we become. People think you're kind of geeky, you know, when you know it. We have a 7-year-old boy who died a day after flu strep throat diagnosis, according to the family. So you're going to see a lot of headlines where a young boy contracted the flu and died after it. Was it really the flu? Was it the strep? What's going on with that? And then scientists discover how the Giardia parasite actually makes you ill. Now, this is kind of interesting because, you know, we know Giardia makes you ill. I don't think, you know, we really have to dissect why. We just know it does. But I guess what they do is the parasite mimics human cell functions to break apart cells in the gut, and then it feeds inside. So bacteria already present in the body will join in and feed from the same nutrients. And I guess 500,000 cases of Giardiasis are diagnosed each year. This is what you get this when you eat contaminated food or water, and you get this severe diarrhea, stomach pains, bloating, flatulence, fatigue, and it can last weeks or months. And I know a lot of us are like, well, I flatulate. No, but, you know, if you don't have the diarrhea and the bloating, et cetera, it's probably not Giardia. Now, that being said, any of you guys who think you have irritable bowel, you might want to get an ova and parasites, because sometimes it's not irritable bowel, but you actually have a parasite in there. So, scientists found that they use a couple types of protein to enable it to cut through the layers of the gut. That kind of, in a way, eats you inside out. Very interesting. We'll talk more about this. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Belly.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.